Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. The Democratic Party has lost a few of its stars this week, Byron Dorgan of North Dakota and Senator Chris Dodd from Connecticut.
In the long sweep of American history, there are moments for each elected public official to step aside and let someone else step up. This is my moment to step aside.
But some of the Republicans are stepping aside as well. They're going to have to defend open Senate seats in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Missouri after a series of retirements last year. On Monday, South Carolina Representative Henry E. Brown became the 14th Republican to announce that he will not run for re-election this year. Joining us now is Ron Kaufman, who is a former White House political director, and he's the Republican National Committeeman for Massachusetts, close friend and advisor to Mitt Romney. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Love to do it.
So in order for the Republicans to take the majority in the House, for example, they would need 40 seats in the 2010 election. And a Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele was asked on Fox News about whether he thought that was possible.
We're going to see, I think, nice pickups in the House. I think I can't give a number yet because, like I said, we're just now beginning to look at the races, and we have races where it hasn't been clear.
Do you think he could take over the House? You think Republicans?
Not this year. And, Sean, I'll say honestly.
You don't think so?
Well, I don't know yet because I don't know who all the candidates. We still have some vacancies that need to get filled.
Ron Kaufman, how do you respond to that? Do you think the Republicans could take over the House?
Well, I'm glad to have this conversation, Celeste. A year ago, the Republican Party was in ashes. In sackcloth and on the way out the door. And now we're talking about, can we pick up enough seats to gain control of the House? My guess is it will be a great year. How many, who knows? But I think that this is going to be one of the best Republican years we've had since 1994.
That might be a rosy picture. We have four big-name Republicans stepping down, Voinovich, Bond, Mel Martinez in Florida, Brownback in Kansas. I'm wondering, and in some of those places, it's going to be difficult for the Republicans to keep control of those Senate seats. But do you think that's an opportunity to maybe get some more new faces and maybe some more diverse candidates?
Well, I think what happened on Monday when you had three big-time Democrats step down, all of which were... two of which were very strong, supposedly, and left their seats to Republican challengers, proves that the fact is this is a Republican year. People out there are angry. They're upset with health care. They're upset with lack of transparency that was promised. They're upset with the debt. They're upset with the spending. And when people are upset, they're upset with incumbents. This is going to be an anti-incumbent year, and there'll be some Republicans, quite frankly, that may pay the price, too. But there's a whole much more Democrats to be upset with than there are Republicans.
Okay, well, you are the Republican National Committeeman for Massachusetts, and, of course, the late Kennedy's Senate seat is going to be up for election on January 19th. What's your strategy to win that seat? Do you think you can win it?
Well, I think we can, and, again, I can't believe I'm saying that myself, Celeste, to be honest with you. But in recent polling data on Monday showed that it was in single numbers, and no one would have thought that. We got a great candidate who is raising tons of money over the Internet. He's raised more money than a Democrat has. That's never happened in Massachusetts. Literally tens of thousands of dollars are coming in over the transom.
Tens of thousands? That's not huge. That's not that bad.
Well, let's just say he's raised, John, more money than she has. When is the last time a Republican unknown candidate has taken on a Democrat in Massachusetts and raised more? Mitt Romney, when he ran against Ted Kennedy in 1994, didn't raise more money than Ted Kennedy.
Because he had more in his pocket.
Okay. Ron Kaufman, thanks so much. He's a former White House political director, Republican National Committeeman for Massachusetts. He joined us from Washington, D.C. Let's move on now to Jeff Zeleny, again, joins us. He's the White House correspondent from the New York Times. Jeff, you just heard what Ron Kaufman was saying. And he's talking about the candidate in Massachusetts raising tens of thousands of dollars. But the RNC is heading into this election year with less money than they've ever had. They only have about $9 million in the bank. Is the picture for Republicans as rosy as Ron Kaufman thinks?
Well, I think it actually, I mean, he's right. It's much rosier than we would have anticipated a year ago. I mean, President Obama has not even been in office 1 year, and he came into Washington on the back of a historic Democratic sweep. The party looked strong. The party looked like it was together. Now the Republicans have coalesced around being against his agenda, and it has strengthened the party, no question. So it's in a stronger position than people thought it would. I'm not sure it's in as strong a position as it needs to be, you know, but it's only January. So the financial situation, though, is very interesting. If the Supreme Court rules on a campaign finance case in the coming weeks, essentially overturning the McCain-Feingold campaign finance restrictions, all the rules are off. Unlimited corporate contributions will be allowed, and the financial situation between Republicans and Democrats will be absolutely equal.
Okay, well, Carl Rove said after President Obama's victory that history will favor the Republicans in 2010. What did he mean by that?
Well, he's absolutely right on that. Only two times since 1934, in a midterm election, has the party of the president actually won in the midterms. So remember 1994, the second year of Bill Clinton's term, Democrats were trounced. So what he means by that, history is always on the side, or almost always on the side, of the opposing party. So Mr. Rove is right in his historical assessment, and Democrats know this. The White House knows they're going to lose seats in the midterm elections. They're just not sure how many.
Well, let's talk for a minute about Chris Dodd and also Byron Dorgan of North Dakota. These two high-profile retirements, does that signal weakness in the part of the Democrats?
I mean, essentially, it was actually an opportunity yesterday for Democrats and a bit of a wash. Senator Dodd has served in Washington for almost 30 years, but he had become embattled. So many Democrats privately were relieved that he is out of the race because they think they have a better shot of winning it. But overall, it does signal weakness a bit because he's now a chairman of a powerful committee. The Democrats, when they're in power, are not supposed to retire. You're supposed to have more Republican retirements, and because of these senators are not a committee chairman, they're sort of sick of being in the minority. So it does signal some sign of weakness for Democrats. When they're supposed to be the party of power, their presidents in the White House, these guys aren't supposed to be the ones who are retiring.
Okay, so Jeff Zeleny of the New York Times, do you think we need to come up with a different phrase for people like Chris Dodd other than "I'm spending time with my family"?
I think he said it pretty well yesterday. He acknowledged that he's going to be doing that, but he wouldn't be doing this if he thought he was going to win in November. He'd be going back to the Senate, so he'll have some time with his family. But he has young kids, so
we'll see
what the next phrase is on the next retirements.
Might actually be fun.
Might wear him out.
Yeah. Should we ask Jeff?
Yeah, the takeaway question?
Yeah,
absolutely. Jeff, we have to ask you this, because our takeaway question today is about dolphin rights.
Yeah, some scientists believe that dolphins, because of the size of their
rights.
Brain,
they may be as smart as humans. Some say possibly smarter. What do you think?
It's hard to tell. I mean, sometimes some of the people in Washington sort of seem like, dolphins or sort of going past.
That's
I'm
an
not
insult
an expert on this.
To the mammals of the ocean there, Jeff Zeleny. Thanks.
That's true.
Thanks
total
so much.
New York Times guy.
White House correspondent. Thanks so much. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Let's check in on the headlines.